And good morning. Coming up next hour, we're going to have the crime show with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metro Crime Commission. And he's going to start off by giving us new information into the investigation and the arrest of St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Randy Smith. Before that, though, this hour, we're going to have time for your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. And we're going to start this hour by welcoming in New Orleans City Councilman Eugene Green. Councilman Green, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing, Dave? To you and your listeners, I'm pleased to have an opportunity to talk to you.
Glad you're here. You know, I got to hear a little bit. I was on the air for most of it, of the committee you chaired yesterday, the Transportation Committee. And one of the topics that caught my attention was the self-driving Waymo taxis. I've seen them all around the city. I've seen them actually on the interstate. I've seen them in Jefferson Parish. I've seen them on Canal Street. I've seen them on downtown streets in the Warehouse District. And I've wondered, what are they doing here? Because if you go to the app, you cannot sign up to have one of these driverless taxis pick you up and take you somewhere like you can an Uber or a Lyft or anything like that. And so I was glad to see that you got an update yesterday on what's going on with Waymo. So let's start there. Tell us, what is going on? Why are they here? And what are they doing?
Well, Waymo vehicles that you see on the road are pretty much occupied by someone. But the bottom line is that they're testing, they're mapping. For example, in order to work in our city, you have to know every street of the city. You have to know where construction is going on. You have to know where potholes are, for example. I kind of laugh when I say potholes. There are other obstructions at the end of the day. But, I mean, I'll tell you what a challenge it's going to be. There's going to be construction in certain areas. But the most important thing is that we embrace technology in our city, but we make sure that we don't cut corners relative to public safety. So Waymo has, for example,
physically or literally or in the essence of it, we don't want any cutting of corners, but either
don't want to be cutting of corners.
Yeah, in either way. Yeah.
It's easy to say, for example, because you can go to Los Angeles and see driverless vehicle, autonomous for hire vehicles all over the place that it'll work in New Orleans, and there are very distinct differences between the two. So for something such as this, there has to be the right amount of testing. There has to be collaboration with people in various departments, such as Public Works and Louisiana State Troopers. There has to be consideration by the city council of what might be necessary to ensure public safety in terms of regulations and ordinances. So it's a period of testing. And I want to let the public know that we don't anticipate that there would be even the introduction of an ordinance relative to the features that would make it a public safety, that it would make it safe for the public. We don't see that happening until 2027 and beyond. But testing is very important.
So they're not even requesting permits at this point. They're not requesting the opportunity to provide service here. They, like you, are more concerned now with laying the groundwork and getting all of that done before we even get to a discussion about how and when this will happen.
Certainly there's a private sector determination that has to do with analyzing liability and making sure that the product can work. I would say that making sure that the product can work is what's being looked at right now. And then also having some sort of communications with governmental authorities, in this particular case, it's the New Orleans City Council, to make sure that any regulations that are put in place protect the public and also, very honestly, make clear to the company what some of the concerns are and some of the requirements are. So it's not as exciting as seeing the vehicle in terms of them being on the street soon, but the bottom line is that we're looking at other cities, Waymo, and there are two other actually autonomous for hire companies out there. The bottom line is that we're making sure that all of the concerns and all of the particularities relative to New Orleans are taken into account before a service like this is introduced.
Are the others doing any testing, or have they reached out in any way, shape, or form? Or at this point, is it just Waymo?
Right now, it's just Waymo.
Okay.
So yesterday's presentation may encourage others to look at it, you know, just because it was a public meeting and they know that there's nothing happening relative to regulations probably until 2027. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone else takes a look at the market, recognizing that there's nobody who's entered the market who has got, you know, a head start on anybody else.
You mentioned we want to be on the cutting edge of technology, that we don't want to be a city that just immediately refuses any technological advancements because of the inherent or possible dangers or concerns that may come with it. But at the same time, it's got to be a little comfort that other cities already have this up and running and have been able to find out how it works, and you're able to study what happened there in addition to what we're learning as they map and test here.
There are some times when you don't necessarily want to be the test case for an entire nation. You don't want to be first in line to just say we're throwing it out there. You don't want to respond in that sort of manner. You want to see what has happened in other areas because it's going to benefit you. And so we're looking at cities such as Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, and other places where there are driverless or autonomous vehicles in use right now to just make sure that we've covered what needs to be done in New Orleans. And I want the public to know that that happens a lot more than you actually think. Sometimes people say, oh, it's taking forever to get certain things done. Well, sometimes it's being done that way because we have concerns here that are unique to our city. And we all know them, for example, what some of the concerns are. Our streets are a little bit different. Narrower streets, for example, streets that are one-way streets. In other areas, they might be two-way streets and the like. So all of those are taken into account when you decide that you're going to potentially put an autonomous vehicle that operates without a driver on the streets. All of that has to be mapped out, just like GPS was mapped out. So we're taking our time and making sure that we do this right so that we can get the maximum amount of public safety out of it.
Yeah. And do you have any specific concerns or anything really that's kind of making you go, gosh, if they don't answer this question, we're not going to be able to make this work? Is there anything that you are really particularly worried about when it comes to either the uniqueness of New Orleans or not before you say, I am comfortable with letting driverless taxis, autonomous vehicles, move about on the streets of New Orleans?
I'm going to give you a general answer, not a specific answer, because there's so much that we have to look at. But I'll just give you an example of something that has to be considered: school zones and the time frame of school zones and the speed level of school zones. If a Waymo or an autonomous driverless vehicle is going on Leon C. Simon passing a particular school, I want to know that the vehicle knows that at between 2:45 and 3:45, the speed is down to 15 miles an hour. It's not just something that's going to be on the interstate, and it's not just something that's going to take products or people from one point to another at a particular time of the day. It could be at any time of the day. I use that only as an example to tell the public that we're looking at everything. We will leave no stone unturned, and schools and our children and our playgrounds and, you know, our facilities where there's significant traffic all of a concern, and we just want to look at everything that's out there. And that's why Waymo has a number of vehicles in the city. They're testing, I think, with 12 vehicles or something like that to make sure that they've mapped out the city and that they know all those particularities that are concerned that we need to be concerned with.
As they test and map, are the vehicles driving themselves with someone sitting there who can intervene if something goes wrong, or are the people who are in those vehicles physically driving them at this point?
Well, it's a test, so at the end of the day, I don't know the specifics about how someone can take over the vehicle if something goes wrong, but the bottom line is that they're sitting behind the wheel for the most part. So I would imagine, without me knowing all of the particulars, and that's something that I guess Waymo can answer better, I would imagine that there's somebody sitting right behind the wheel who can take over if anything should come up. Because
gotcha.
You just don't know everything that's out there. So as you see something that's a little bit different, or you reach a spot where there's an unexpected situation, I'm sure that that person can take control of the vehicle. But I don't want to be specific because that was a question I wasn't totally prepared for, but I know that they'll answer that. But I just have a premonition, if you will, or I just have a feeling that someone can take over the vehicle.
I didn't know if that came up yesterday, and I didn't want to hit you with something you weren't prepared for, but as they test it, I was just curious at what phase of the testing they're at. Now, we have invited Waymo to join us. Thus far, they have chosen not to do that. So, you mentioned police earlier, that you want to coordinate with the police as we roll this out. If an autonomous vehicle, whether it's a Waymo, whether it's a self-driving, personally owned vehicle, whether it's, we know that trucks increasingly across the country now are delivering goods with no drivers behind the wheel. If, in this case, you said coordinate with police, if a Waymo or any autonomous vehicle runs a stop sign, exceeds the speed limit, or something like that, who gets a ticket in that case?
Well, at the end of the day, it becomes the company. I'm not going to say necessarily the name Waymo, but whatever the autonomous driving company is, at the end of the day, they can be issued a citation. I mean, we would never have some situation where there could not be an identification of by registration or by contract who is responsible for that vehicle. So a citation would be issued. I don't know the particulars in terms of whether it's issued there on the spot or electronically. Of course, this is the day, and I talk about embracing technology. I'm sure that you can issue a citation online or even communicate with somebody immediately after the incident has taken place to make sure that responsibility is known. But I don't know all of that, and that's all part of that process. That's why it takes a little bit of time. We don't want to put vehicles on the street. Again, we have concerns here that they might not have concerns that they might not have in other cities. We want to investigate all of that. So you'll see over the time that we will have a comprehensive program. Ordinance will be in place that will address all contingencies to make sure that all of the factors that you might bring up have been addressed. There will also be public meetings. Whenever we introduce an ordinance or legislation, it's introduced through a public advertising process. There's a committee meeting. It would be before the Transportation Committee. There'll be an opportunity for public input, because sometimes we don't think about everything that the public thinks about, because you're there, we are there in the community, and we have concerns that we don't sometimes know about as elected officials here in City Hall. The bottom line is that we're going to be very, very comprehensive relative to the legislation, and our focus is going to be on public safety.
Talking with City Councilman Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council Transportation Committee yesterday getting an update on efforts for Waymo. It won't be until at least 2027 before we even see the conversation move forward on what should be in an ordinance and how the laws should apply to these self-driving taxis. You know, we also had an announcement this week, and I don't know if it's come before the Transportation Committee yet or not. If it hasn't, that's fine. Just tell us. But they announced that Walmart is going to have drones delivering goods flying around New Orleans starting next year. Is that something that there's been ordinances already provided for? Are your committees already held hearings on Walmart delivering goods via drone in New Orleans?
Well, I think that it's a goal. It hasn't been brought before us per se in terms of a request for specific legislation. It's a goal. It's something that they have to look at. Walmart has to consider certain things. We have power lines. We have trees that are different than other areas. The examples that I see many times online of products being delivered or being delivered to houses that don't have a lot of trees around them, and they have a backyard that you can drop them in. We have our city is a beautiful city. So on some streets, for example, we have people living very close to each other, and their yard might be covered by a tree. I use that as an example to just say there are always multiple considerations that go into account when you're introducing a new product or service. I know that Walmart is going to look at it. They're going to test it. They're going to make a determination. We embrace technology in our city. We just want to make sure that all considerations are taken into account. And we are open as a city to hearing whatever the issues are that they would want to have us address.
Yeah, I just find it interesting they announced it's coming to New Orleans in 2027, but I never remembered any hearings happening in your committee or elsewhere, so I guess that's something else we'll get to look forward to as they look to try and bring drone deliveries to New Orleans. Councilman Green, anything else you want to share before we let you run?
No, I want to, on the issue of transportation, no, but I want to take an opportunity, because this is something that as a member of the Criminal Justice Committee, I find always very interesting. I want to thank members of the public who have been assisting our law enforcement community with calls into 311, with attendance at meetings, such as I attended a meeting in the 5th District. I wish that there were not so many guys out there committing the crimes that they are, but I'm pleased that the public has been supportive of our law enforcement community in sharing information with them that have helped make our community safer and have made arrests, such as the arrest of the persons who were involved who committed the murder in front of the Republic nightclub, the mass shooting. we're moving in the right direction in that regard, and I want to thank members of the public for their support of the law enforcement community and also the law enforcement community for what they're doing. It's making a difference in our city. There are multiple reasons that crime is down to significantly almost record levels. A lot of that is because of the public's participation. So thank you to your viewers, to your listeners. So
you are finding more people willing to come forward and share information with police now than in the past. The whole snitches get stitches. Maybe we're moving, at least starting to move beyond that in the communities where it's been very hard historically to get people to help the police.
Yes, and I should also take time out to recognize the fact that there are many organizations now that are supporting victims, such as the Family Justice Center, the Sheriff's Office, New Orleans Police Department, witness support groups, and others, silences, violence, and the like. And so when someone is called on to testify or when they need assistance as the victim of crime, there are places to go. Numbers of people who are participating and the resources that are available are increasing, yes. I see that people are more willing to testify, more willing to share information, and also more willing to meet with people who can assist them. It's working to our advantage as a city.
Councilman Green, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL and updating us. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Do the same.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. I'm opening up the lines for you now here on WWL. Do you think that we're seeing the community now more willing and trusting of the police and less fearful that the ramifications of them coming forward will mean that it's not worth their effort to help make the community safer? Do you think we're moving past snitches get stitches? Huh. I had not heard that before, and that's interesting, and that's encouraging. We can also talk about anything we've talked about so far on the show. We talked about the U.S. Senate race earlier, if you want to talk about that, and the fact that Julia Letlow has not made any public appearances, has not made any media availabilities, has refused requests to debate or appear on radio talk shows. Unfortunate, but understandable in my eyes. I know why she's doing it. That doesn't mean I like it. We can talk about that. Some people have been texting about that. You can text about driverless taxis or drones delivering goods around New Orleans. Whatever you want to talk about. The lines are open for you now at 504-260-1870. I want to hear from you on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line and put you on the radio after this.